All right, so we'll say good morning. Today's daf is daf chaf vav. Daf chaf vav. So we're picking up by the Mishnah. We're picking up by the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says the following: Hakosev tofes gittin. So we'll say. So this is an incredible sugya. So a sofer is writing tofse gittin. So remember again, right? Look at Rashi. Hakosev tofse gittin. She sofer who v'notel schar. So we'll say you have an entrepreneurial sofer. So the sofer says what? He says, look, I get approached for gittin, but the truth is, again, people don't usually schedule the writing of a get, you know, a year in advance. Hopefully not. And what happens? But again, I could be engaged in other projects at the time that someone comes to write for me a get. So here's what I want to do. I want to write out tofes. So supposed to remember, again, we saw 2 days ago that in gittin, there's a tofes and a toref. So a toref has all of the couple-specific information, as we're going to see in the Mishnah. The tofes has all of the generic information that's just pro forma in every single get. So the sofer figures like this. He says, I want to write out the tofsin, so that this way, if a husband comes to me and tells me he writes the get, I can just take out the parchment that already has the tofes on it, and all I need to do is write the Torah. So the Mishnah says, if you're going to write tofse gittin, so the halach is you could do it as long as sarach shianiach makom ha'ish u'makom ha'isha u'makom ha'zman. So it says you have to leave out the name of the man, the name of the woman, and the literally makom ha'isha means the space to write the man's name, the space to write the woman's name, and the space to write in the date. Rashi says over here, sarach shianiach makom ha'ish shimroet tagar b'nehem. So this is actually an interesting Rashi. Shimroet tagar b'nehem lo yomar harini kosev kalaget. So also listen to this. So what's Rashi's case? The sofer hears that his neighbors, Reuven and Leah, are arguing. He says, Mamish, this is not going to end well. Might as well get a head start on things. I see. He begins to say, so the interesting part of that, by the way, the reason why that is an interesting case is because that might actually be Lishma, right? It might actually be Lishma because the get is being written again for this specific man and this specific woman. Of course, it's not really Lishma because Lishma is not just a din in the sofer, Lishma is a din in the bow. Looking for the Gemaras?
Yeah.
I think they're in the shelf by the doorway of the base Medrash. Or Menachem has one. So therefore, again, so says the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says over here, you have to leave out the name of the man, the name of the woman, and the place for the Zman. Even though the sofer knows who he's writing the get for, he still can't fill in this. He still can't fill in this information. Next, so we'll say that's gittin. Shtari milva. What about loan documents? So it says the Gemara, tzarach shi'aniach makom ha-milva, u'makom ha-lova, u'makom ha-ma'os, u'makom ha-zman. So we'll say, so if you have, again, loan documents, so loan documents also, if the sofer wants to write up the pro forma parts of it, that's fine, but he has to leave out the name of the lender, the name of the borrower, the amount of the money, and the date. Now we'll say, so look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says over here, Tzar shi'aniach makom, v'im shamashaya echad rodev es chavero, achar chavero lehavol somona, lo'im aharini kosef miyad v'aniach makom hazman levado, shlo yesh tar muktam, ela tzar shi'aniach makom halove makom amal v'amoz, af agab lekel mecha shlumid, igzir shtaros atugin. So we're going to see why this is, because remember again, a shtar milva, a loan document, need not be lishma. Now the interesting part is, the one part that does come up with the shtar milva, Rabbi say is what, as we saw earlier, is a shtar muktam. What's a shtar muktam? A shtar muktam is a shtar that has a date that is earlier than the actual transaction. That is legally problematic. Why? Because from the borrower's perspective, the lien on borrower's property is established as of the date in the shtar. So if you have a shtar that's dated earlier than the actual transaction, the lien is established too early, which then means, technically speaking, if the borrower sold off property before the actual loan took place, but after the actual date in the shtar, then the problem is, in the event that the borrower defaults on the loan, the lender could go ahead and collect property sold after the date recorded in the shtar, even though what? That date is actually before the loan itself occurred. So I understand the makom hazman, but the Gemara is going to discuss, but why can't he write in? I mean, what's the big deal? If I want to have a Rolodex of Shtari Hava, and I just want to have a whole bunch of different name variations, what does it matter if I have that? We'll see that in the Gemara. Next, Shtari Mekach. We'll say shtari mekach are literally documents that record the sale of an item. So tzar shi'aniach makom alokeach or makom hamocher, you have to leave out the name of the purchaser, the name of the seller, makom hamaos, the amount of monies that were transferred, makom hasada, the location of the field, umakom hazman, and ultimately again the place where you normally put the date. We'll say why says the Gemara. Now this is a very enigmatic phrase. It's not immediately clear what this means. What is this referring to? We're going to see in the Gemara. But the Gemara says all of this is because of the enactment. Rabbi Yehuda posel bekulam. So we'll say Rabbi Yehuda holds Rashi look at Rashi posel bekulam va'afilu hiniach mekomos halalu. So Rabbi Yehuda holds even if you wrote up, even if you wrote up these documents and you left out the spaces that are mentioned in the Mishnah, meaning I left out the names, I left out the dates, I left out amounts, I left out locations, Rabbi Yehuda still says the shtaros are possible. Rabbi Elazar machshir bekulon. Rabbi Elazar, on the other hand, holds that they're all kosher, chutz migitei nashim, with the exception, ultimately, again, of a get. And Rashi says over here, chutz migitei nashim, digazrinan bahen tofes, atutar. Remember again, Rabbi Lazar is the one who holds. That's what we know. Rabbi Lazar is our. We've spent a lot of time with Rabbi Lazar over the last couple of weeks. Who's Rabbi Lazar? Edim Isira Karsi. Remember, he's the one who says that the effectiveness of the get is really solidified through the witnesses who witnessed the actually giving over of the get. If you hold Edim Isira Karsi, then what Rabbi say? What has to be the Shema? The Ksivas Haget has to be the Shema. Remember again, this is the Chilik Rabbi Meir Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Meir holds Edi Chasima Karsi. The witnesses who sign on the get, they are the ones who create the effectiveness of the get. If that's the case, the only thing that has to be written the Shema is what? Are the actual signatures of the witnesses. According to Rabbi Lazar, holds Edi Mesira Karsi. The witnesses who see the giving over of the get are the ones who create the effectiveness of the get. The get itself has to be written the Shema. But which part of the get? Which part of the get? It's only the Torah. Not the tofes, only the couple-specific information. What Rabbi Lazar is concerned about is what? Is if we allow you to go ahead and pre-write. Does that make sense? Pre-write? Yes. Oh, my legal counsel's checking out of this one. All right, so good. So if you pre-write the tofes, which is legal, we're concerned that you may come to pre-write the tofes as well, which of course would be illegal. Okay, so Rabbi Lazar machshir bekulon. Rabbi Lazar says all these other gittin, shtari havah, shtari mecher are fine. Chutz mi gittin, with the exception of gittin. Why shne'emar because of law lishma. Because the Pasuk says you shall write for her, it must be lishma. So we'll see exactly what this means. Says the Gemara, Am Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, Tzarech Shianiach, Af Makam Hari At Mutaris Techol Adam. We'll say, we haven't seen this yet, but we are going to see. You can see the Gemara over here makes reference later on, that we will see that perhaps the most important phrase in the get. In addition, of course, the lishma is necessary for the names, but perhaps the most important operative phrase in the get is Hariat Mutaras Techol Adam, which Rabbi say, of course, is the exact opposite. The exact opposite. Emir Hashem, we dedicate our learning in the Zchus of the Mazel Tov for Chaim and Jackie Nachman making a wedding in Meretz Hashem this coming Sunday. B'Sha'a Tov Mitzlachas Ofrof this Shabbos. Sorry?
You announce it now?
I'll tell you why. I got this. I got this. I'm going to turn this around. So listen to this. So we know at a chasana, right? So again, I will say, what is the phrase that forges the nisuin, or at least forges the irisin, I should say? It's Hariat Mikudesh Asli Betabaz Mikudas Moshe Yisrael. So remember, Hariat Mikudesh, what does Mikudesh mean? So we say betrothed, but the truth is, that's not really what it means. So betrothed, so Mikudesh means exclusivity. Not just monogamy, exclusivity. I'm exclusive, you yours, you are exclusively mine. How do you undo a marriage? You have to go ahead and say a statement that is the antithesis of exclusivity. Hare at muteres l'chol adam. So interesting, right? This is the name of Shmuel, that Lamaisa, again, when we speak, the Mishnah said, talked about the different pieces that you have to leave out, that you can't pre-write in the get, because those are the pieces that must be done the Shema. So one of the pieces that must be done the Shema is the phrase, Hariat Mutaris L'chodin. Now the novelty in this statement is what? The novelty in the statement is that this is a, I would be, see, without this Gemara, I would have said, what type of phrase is this? I'm sorry? It's boilerplate, right? It's a pro forma. It's the same in every single get. But look what Rashi says over here. Rashi says, "Sha'af makom harayach muteres shegam ze ikaro shel get." So what Rabbi Yehuda is saying in Shmuel is this phrase. This is the ikar of gerushin because it's the ikar of gerushin. Even though again it's the same phrase in every single get, it must be written l'shma for this particular couple. Amazing. For Rabbi Elazar, so the Gemara says, and the Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Elazar. Rashi say, and this reflects the Rabbi Elazar who holds the Amra Edi Misira Karsi Uba Inon Ksiva L'Shma. So Rabbi say, so now you have Rabbi Yehuda saying the name of Shema. That our Mishnah, this whole Mishnah, really reflects the view of Rabbi Elazar. Why? Because Rabbi said the whole theme of this Mishnah is that the Ksivas Haget. Remember, we're not as concerned right now with Shtari Mecher, Shtari Hava, but the Ksivas Haget, the writing of the Get, has to be L'Shma. Rabbi say, there's only one opinion who holds that, which is who is Rabbi Elazar. Remember again, I'll say one more time. If you hold that, like Rabbi Elazar, Eidei Mesira Karsi, which means the witnesses who see the giving over of the get, they are the ones who go ahead and create the effectiveness of the get that requires that the ksiva is lishma. Because remember, according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that the witnesses who sign on the get create the effectiveness, the get itself need not be written lishma. The only thing that has to be written lishma is what? Or the only thing that has to be signed lishma is the actual signatures of the witnesses. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says now, we'll say this is the third time, this is the third Mishnah in a row, that Rabbi Elazar is saying the name of Shmuel, the same exact idea, which means that the Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Elazar. So I will say, the Gemara is a little bit bothered by this. So the Gemara says, Utricha. They will say, now, I have to understand, at this point in time now, Shmuel has made the same exact statement in the last three Mishnayos. So obviously the question is, why do I need three Mishnayos to echo the same sentiment that the Halacha follows Rabbi Elazar? Why do I need that? So the Gemara says, Utricha, I'm going to tell you all three kids, and I say, so look at Rashi just a moment, Utricha. Rashi says, Utricha l'shmo lo'okmi lahani t'lask stomach Rabbi Elazar. It is necessary for Shmuel to establish the last three Stam Mishnayos. We're supposed to remember, a Stam Mishnah is a Mishnah without attribution. So it's necessary to establish the last three Stam Mishnayos like Rabbi Elazar, ulameim rabbi kulhu, v'hushishir makam ha-toref, in kosin al-mechobar, v'akol kshir al-lichtov, v'akol seif tov segin. So we'll say, remember, what were the three cases? So the three cases was, number one, you can't remember, first Mishnah was, you can't write a get on something that's mechobar l'karka. Remember, so how did we establish it? We established the idea, you can write the tov face on mechobar l'karka, but you can't write the toref on something that is attached to the ground. That was case number one. Next case was, ha-kol kshir al-lichtov ha-zaget. The Mishnah said, everyone is kosher to write a get. And how do we define that case? We define that again, according to Rabbi Elazar, and everybody's kosher to write what? To write tov sin, to write the generic boilerplate part of the get, but they are not, but again, when it comes to the toref, only certain individuals are believed or are trusted. And now lastly, and now this Mishnah, which says that you can go ahead and write tov segin, that's fine, you could pre-write parts of the get, as long as it's just the tofes, but not the toref. So we'll say, the bottom line of all three Mishnahs is the same, which is, the halacha follows Rabbi Elazar. So says the Gemara, why don't you just tell me halacha follows Rabbi Elazar, one Mishnah? And I will say, once I know that halacha follows Rabbi Elazar, that Edim is Sira Karasi, and therefore the Ksiva must be the Shema. And I will say, we know, what does it mean when we say the Ksiva has to be the Shema? Which part of the Ksiva? Which part of the Ksiva? The Toref, and not the Tofes. So once I know that, just say that principle, I can extrapolate all of these other cases from that one statement. Why, any time Chazal felt the need to state a position multiple times by demonstrating the effectiveness of that position through multiple different cases, it just raises a question mark. Why do I need to do that? The Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because if the Gemara would have just taught me the first case, remember again, the first case is Kosur al Mechubar, is the case of Mechubar. So I would have said, Bahihu di Ikalok Mech Rabbi Elazar. That Mishnah, because I can Rabbi Elazar, why? Diktani ein kosvin, vikatani kosvu. Because on one hand, the Mishnah said, you may not write on mechubar l'karka, but then the Mishnah then goes into talking about cases where what? Where you do write on mechubar l'karka. So therefore, again, I will say, the only way to understand that case is according to Rabbi Elazar. That's the only way to, because remember, according to Rabbi Elazar, we'll say what? In kosvin mechubar l'karka. Really, l'chatchila, you shouldn't write any part of the get on mechubar, even the toe face. Why? Remember again, why? Because you may come to write the Torah. Okay, so that makes sense. I understand, because that the only way the Mishnah makes sense is according to Belazer. Because the Mishnah says, don't write down Mechubar, but then the Mishnah says, but if you did write down Mechubar. The only way that case makes sense is according to Belazer. The Mishnah tells you, don't write anything on the Mechubar, but if you wrote the Tofes on the Mechubar, you detached it, then wrote the Torah, it's kosher. However, about Seifa, but the next case in the Mishnah, Diktani, She'em Kiyuva Get Ela B'chosamav. But Rabbi say, the next Mishnah, which spoke about again, Hakol Ksherin Lichtov Es Haget, right, where the Mishnah then says, because everyone is kosher to write a get, why? Because the effectiveness of a get is only through his signatures. So we'll say, that sounds a lot like who? Im Rabbi Meirhi, Damar Edi Chasimakasi. We'll say, that does not sound like Rabbi Lazar at all. That sounds like Rabbi Lazar. That sounds like Rabbi Meir. And therefore, again, the Mishnah, the Gemara needs to teach me that. What? No, remember how we interpreted that? That when the Mishnah said, Ein kiyum aget ela b'chosamav, the Gemara actually changed to say what? That ein kiyum aget ela b'ksivasa, not b'chasimasa. So the Gemara says, v'yashmo, you know, bahi nami ikala ukma k'Rabbi Elazar. So I'll say, if you would have just taught me that case, I would have said, in that case, you could establish like Rabbi Elazar. Aval ha, but our Mishnah, Ema made the safer Rabbi Elazar, Havi, Reisha lav Rabbi Elazar. So we'll say, see, our Mishnah reflects another interesting, intriguing idea, which is, I would have been tempted to say that our Mishnah does not reflect the view of Rabbi Elazar. Why not, Rabbi Elazar? Because Rabbi Elazar is quoted explicitly in the Seifa. Remember again, look how the Mishnah ends. The Mishnah ends, Rabbi Elazar, machshir b'kulon, chutz mikigidei nashim. Rabbi Elazar, generally, when you have a Mishnah that quotes someone by name in the Seifa, and yet the Reisha, the first part of the Mishnah, is anonymous. It's not attributed to anyone. Logically speaking, we would assume that the person who's quoted in the end of the Mishnah is not the person who's quoted in the beginning of the Mishnah. Therefore, the Gemara tells me, Kamashlan, that is not the case. Therefore, Tzricha. Therefore, it was necessary for the Yehudis to say the name of Shmuel, that no, even the beginning of this Mishnah that said, Hakosef Tov Seyin, that if one writes the Tofes of the Gin, of the Get, it's fine. As long as you leave out the couple specific information as well as the Zman, this Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Elazar as well. So we'll say, so bottom line, even though each of the last three Mishnayos began the same exact way, now we have a Mishnah, then we have Rabbi Yehuda saying in the name of Shmuel, that's what? That the Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Elazar. Each case by itself was uniquely specific, and had the Gemara or had the Mishnah only stated one of the cases, I would not have been able to extrapolate the other two from the one that was stated. Therefore, it is necessary to explicitly state all three. Fine. Says the Gemara Vayter. So remember again, the Mishnah, after stating all the different cases of Gittin, Gitei Nashim, Shtar Havaa, a loan document, and Shtar Mekach, a sale document, says all of this is true Mipnei HaTakana, because of the enactment. So the Gemara says, my Takana, what Takana are we talking about? Amar Rabbi Yonasan Mipnei Takana Sofer, for Rabbi Lazar, he da Amar Eidei Mesira Karsi. So Rabbi says, Rabbi Yochanan says, it's Mipnei Takana Sofer. Rabbi says, now what's Takana Sofer? Takana Sofer means, we want to have a little bit of Rachmanas on the sofer, on the scribe, and we want him to be able to make proper parnasa. So what's the issue? If he can't pre-write anything, and everything has to be written from scratch, then what's going to happen? Well, one of two things are both said. Either he's going to lose his customer. Well, he's going to lose business. That's essentially what he's going to lose business. So therefore, in order to have the sofer to have at least certain parts of the gittin already done, already made, so that when someone comes in, all he has to put in is the couple specific information. You want to do that for him. And therefore, I will say, if you take this approach, the Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Elazar, who says, Eidim Isira Karsi. And therefore, again, Ubedinhu, Dafilu Tofes Nami Lichtov. So I will say, remember, if you hold Eidim Isira Karsi, which means that the Ksiva itself has to be written the Shema. So in reality, really what Rabbi Elazar would say is, I don't want any part of the get pre-written. Even though technically speaking, there's no problem with writing the Tofes, I don't want you to even write the Tofes. Why? Because I'm concerned if I let you do what, then what? If you let you do that, then what? Then you come to write the Torah as well. So ideally, I don't want you to write anything. However, Umishum Takanas Sofrim Sharu Rabbanon. But out of compassion for the Sofrim, so we go ahead, so Rabbi Yochanan will say, the rabbis will allow you to go ahead and just write the Tofes. Not the Torah, but just the Tofes. Rabbi Huda Paul Sarbo says, so now let's play this out. Say, if you hold that Mimnei HaTakana means for the benefit of the Sofer. So let's play out the rest of the Gemara. So the rest of the Mishnah. So Rabbi Huda Paul Sarbo Kula. Rabbi Huda says all of these cases are possible in the Mishnah. Why? Gazer Tofes Atu Toref. Gazushtaros Atugin. So Moshe Rabbi Huda says, you can't pre-write anything. You can't pre-write the tofes of the get. Why not? Because we're concerned that if we let you write the tofes, you'll come to write the Torah. And not only that, Rabbi Huda takes it a step further. You can't even pre-write the tofesim of a loan document or of a sale document. Why? Because we're concerned that if we let you do it by those documents, you'll come to do it by get. And if you do it by get, you may come to go and write the Torah as well. So Moshe, so that is a huge gezerah, right? That normally we would call that a gzera al gzera, right? We normally say, that's a lot of steps. That's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. On the other hand, Rabbi Lazar machshir b'kulan chutz migitei nashim. But Rabbi Lazar, on the other hand, holds that all of them are kosher chutz migitei nashim. In other words, Rabbi Lazar holds that by, let's say, loan documents and sale documents, you can write the tofis, you just can't write the transactionally specific information. But he doesn't allow it by gittin. Why? Because he says, because tofes atu toref. Because it will say, we are concerned, says Rabbi Lazar, that what? That if we allow you to write the tofes, you may come to write the Torah, and of course that's problematic. However, shtaros atu gittin lo gazer. But Rabbi Lazar is not concerned that if we allow you to go ahead and do this by other shtaros, you come to do it by gittin. So according to this approach in the Gemara, when the Mishnah is essentially saying is like this: ideally, we don't want you to pre-write anything. That's the ideal, but Mipnea Takana, and Takana in this case means for the benefit of the Sofrim, that they should have Parnasa, we allow the Sofrim to pre-write Toface information, just generic boilerplate information. Now, but that Takana itself is subject to dispute. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can't pre-write anything. Why? Because there's a concern that if we allow you to prepare anything, you'll come to write the Torah of the get. Therefore, you can't write the tofes of the get. Lest you come to write the Torah. But not only that, you can't even write the tofes of other shtaros, lest you come to write the tofes of the get, which would lead you to write the Torah of the get. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Lazar says, no, I have no problem with you writing the tofesim of other shtaros, loan documents, sale documents, but what I don't want you writing is the tofes of the get. And I'm concerned that if we let you write the Tofes, you may come to go and write the Torah. Weiter, Shne'emar v'kasavla. Because remember, Rabbi Elazar said in the Mishnah, because the Pasuk says, because of law, you shall write it for the Shema. I says, the Gemara v'haiki kasiv law, atorav hu dichsiv. Rabbi Elazar says, well, there's a problem. Rabbi Elazar, understand, Rabbi Elazar is saying, we don't even want you to write the Tofes of the get. Why? Because the pasuk says the cost of law, you have to write the get for her, and we dash in law lishma, for the sake of this woman, sake of this man. The only one problem, says the Gemara, which is what? The cost of law, the lishma piece is referring to what? Is referring to the Torah. Is that referring to the Tofes? So see here what Rabbi Elazar is saying. Rabbi Elazar is saying, I don't even want you to write the Tofes because the pasuk says the cost of law. Says the Gemara, only one problem. The cost of law is not talking about the Tofes, it's talking about the Torah. To which the Gemara says, Kasha. On the days, Kasha the Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Lazar. So we'll say, so listen to this. Look at Rashi. Kasha the Rebbe Lazar. First of all, Reisha Ukmas Rebbe Lazar. Machsher Lichta of Tov Segin. The Seifa Polig Va'amr Chutz Migitei Nashim. So we'll say, first of all, we've got a major issue. What's the major issue? We set up the Reisha, the first part of the Mishnah, that allows for the writing of Tov Segin proactively, according to Rebbe Lazar. Because again, remember, according to Rebbe Lazar, we said, Ksiva has to be the Shema, but what part of the Ksiva has to be the Shema? Only the Torah. Therefore, the Mishnah sanctions the pre-writing of Tovsim. Yet, in the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar seems to explicitly say what? What? That you can't write the Tofes of a get, lest you come to write the Torah. So, Kash Rabbi Zod Rozer, which the Gemara says, Tre Tanoi Valibid Rabbi Lazar. So, we'll say, okay. So, Lamaisa again. This is a simple answer, which is what? There's a machlokes amoraim. Remember, Rabbi Lazar is a Tana. You also understand, there's a Tana Rabbi Lazar and an Amor Rabbi Lazar. Remember we saw that one day? I think it was like a few days ago, a little bit confusing. Where Rabbi Lazar said in the name of Rabbi Lazar, so the Gemara essentially says, look, there's a machlokes tanoim, there's machlokes amoraim in the Shita of Rabbi Lazar. So one opinion holds that Rabbi Lazar, see, we'll say everybody agrees that Rabbi Lazar holds, he holds Edi Mesira Karsi, and therefore the Torah must be written Lishma. Machlokes, does Rabbi Lazar therefore allow the writing of the Tofes or not? According to the opinion of Rabbi Lazar in the Reisha, according to the Amora's understanding of Rabbi Lazar in the Reisha, Rabbi Lazar allows the writing of the Tofsim, but according to another version of Rabbi Lazar mentioned in the Seifa, he does not allow the Tofes. He does not allow the writing of the generic boilerplate of the get. Fine. So listen to this, Rabbi Sayyid. Now we're going to go a little bit weiter. Reb Shabbos Yom HaDafar. Reb Shabbos Yom HaChizkiyah, Mishum Kitata. So Reb Shabbos, he said in the name of, excuse me, Reb Shabbos said in the name of Chizkiyah, no, what's the Takana? The Takana is Mishum Kitata. We don't want to cause marital discord. Look at Rashi. Mishum Kitata. Nepnea Takana Diktani Lav Ahatera De Tovas Koi. Listen to this. So Rav Shabbos, he says like this, name of Chizkiyah. He says, no, you misunderstood what the Mishnah is saying. When the Mishnah says, Nipnei Atakana, the Mishnah is actually commenting on the first part. Why are we obligated to leave out the names of the man, the names of the woman, and the place where they live in the Zman? That Takana is Mishum Kitata. Ultimately, because we don't want to cause fighting. We'll see what that means in just a moment. Rabbi Meir he da'amar edi chasima karsi. Both say, listen to this. This is amazing. And the Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Meir, who holds that the witnesses who sign on the get create the effect into the get. And remember, both say, if you hold like Rabbi Meir, that edi chasima karsi, so then you're really permitted to what? You could really pre-write an entire get. Why? Because according to Rabbi Meir, the writing of the get need not be lishma. Need not be lishma. Rabbi both say, you're good on these ideas? Good. Good morning, everyone. All right, good. All right, so good. All right, so again, so the idea over here is, so if you hold Edi Chasima Karsi, so the ksiva of the get, is the writing of the get need not be lishma. If the writing of the get need not be lishma, then in reality, you could pre-write everything. You could pre-write everything. I, so why not? Ubedinu dafi l'torf nami lichtov. In reality, you could even pre-write the Torah. Listen to this, Rabbi Sai. V'zimnin d'shamalei l'sofer. So what could happen sometimes? So a woman is walking by the sofer shop, and what does she hear? Right, Leah walks by, and Leah and her husband Reuven had a huge fight last night. What happens? She walks by the sofer. She hears that the sofer is writing a get for Leah and Reuven. V'savra ihu ka'amrale. And what's going to happen? She thinks, now again, he's just pre-writing Gittin. I will say, you know, like you go into this firm store and there's like a keychain for every single name. He figures, you know what? I'm going to pre-write Gittin. It's fine. I've got the time. See, I've been writing a Reuven Leah one. She walks by. She hears him writing a Reuven Leah one, writes for Baltimore. And what happens? And she figures, Visavra, ihu ka'amrale, my husband, that difficult individual, right? We had a fight last night, and now she's going, and he went ahead and he told the sofer to write the get. The havile katata bahade. And what happens? The sofer now has caused marital discord. So we'll say, so first of all, this is just an amazing idea. If you think about it, this is not like such a shaykh case, right? That a sofer is going to be writing again, and a woman's going to walk by, and what? And she's going to, and the sofer is going to be saying it out loud, or she's going to look over her shoulder, and she's going to say it's a Reuven Leah again. But Elamai, what do you see? We'll say, you see, again, the lengths we go to preserve Shalom Bayis. The lengths we go, again, remember we saw this in Sota, that the Ribbono Shel Olam allows his name to be erased for the sake of Shalom Bayis. So as remote as a possibility of it may be, says Chizkiyah, we're not going to do anything to potentially create marital problems. So the Gemara says, Rav Chista Amra Abimi, Mishum Takana Sagunos. So I will say Rav Chista has a different version. And Rav Chista says, in reality, we go ahead and Mipnea Takana means Takana Sagunos. What does that mean? So if you hold that the Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Meir, therefore Edi Chasima Karsi, therefore technically speaking, you could pre-write an entire get. You're surely even be able to write the Torah, but what happens? Listen to this, what are we concerned about? We're concerned about the couple's going to get into a fight. And he gets angry at her. Bizarik le nihile. Both say, listen to this. So according to this approach, what does the Mi'at HaKana mean? The Mi'at HaKana means we don't want, there's got to be a cooling off period when you order a get from a sofer. In other words, it can't be that the get is ready on demand. Because if the get is ready on demand, then what happens? Rabbi Osai, husband's going to walk into the sofer, give me a Reuven Leah, right? Give me a Reuven Leah combo, right? Reuven Leah, Baltimore, give me one of those. And the sofer's going to have it ready, pulls out of the file. What's the problem? If there's divorce on demand, then when people lose their temper, the husband's going to divorce his wife immediately, and he says, Mipnei HaTakanas Agunos. Now, we'll say Aguna in this context means something different. Aguna normally means a chained woman. In this case, Aguna means a divorced woman. You're going to have women who are summarily divorced because the husband loses his temper, and if the get is already there, it's going to be a big problem. Also, we're going to see this later on, by the way. This is an acute problem by Kohanim. We're going to see. Kohanim have a special kind of get because Kohanim had very short fuses. Kohanim were known for their bad tempers, which I will say, again, you should know, is not a... We had to be careful. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I'm not. So I'll say, you have to understand something. Is actually, by the way, the power of the kuna, because we're going to see passion and anger are two sides of the same coin. Passion, anger, zealotry, it's all a question of how you channel your energy. So Kohanim, who have incredible amounts of spiritual energy, if not channeled the right way, that becomes kas. In any event, so if Chista says, Mipnei HaTakana means we don't want women getting divorced without a waiting period. We don't want easy accessibility for gittin on behalf of husbands, because otherwise they're just going to divorce their wives. Others say the Mishnah reflects the Rabbi Lazar as Edim Misira Karsi. In reality, you shouldn't even be able to write the Tofes. But sometimes the husband's going to want to go overseas. So we'll say, listen to this. So essentially now, let me just tell you this outside for just a moment. We have three different versions four different versions of Mipnei HaTakana. What's Mipnei HaTakana? So first version means, Mipnei HaTakana means for the benefit of the Sofrim. That in reality, the Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Lazar, you shouldn't pre-write any part of the get. Any part of the get. But in order to allow the Sofrim to have Parnasa, we allow the pre-writing of the Tofes. Version number two, Rav Shapsi, who says, it's Mipnei Ketata. We don't want to cause marital discord, because what are we concerned about? That in reality, if we say Eidei Chasima Karsi, I'm sorry, that if Mishnah Fasiv of Rabbi Meir, Eidei Chasima Karsi, you should be able to pre-write the entire get, but we're concerned the woman's going to walk by, and what's going to happen? She's going to hear the sofa writing a get for a Reuven Leah, she's going to think it's her husband, and you're going to cause Shalom Bayis problems. Version number three, Mipnei HaTakana means Takana Sagunos. What does Takana Sagunos mean in this context? The Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Meir, who holds again Eidei Chasima Karsi. Technically, you could pre-write the whole get, but what are we concerned about? We don't want readily available getting. We want the husband to have to wait for the get. Because otherwise, if he gets upset, he'll just come in, get the get, receive the get he wants, and divorce his wife immediately. Fourth version is, Mipnei HaTakana means that, again, the Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Elazar, Eidei Misira Karsi, and therefore you shouldn't pre-write any part of the get. But what are we concerned about? But say, let's say you have a husband who's going overseas for a long time, and he wants to give his wife a get. If the sofer has to start from scratch, there's a concern that what? That he may leave without giving her the get. Therefore, Mipnei HaTakana Sagunos, in order that the wife literally not remain in Aguna, therefore what? Therefore we allow him to pre-write part of the get. So four different versions in what Mipnei HaTakana Sagunos means. Mekom HaZman, let's go back to a little bit. So Mekom HaZman, you also have to leave out the place of the date. So says the Gemara, Kapasek Vetani Lo Shlamin Anisuv Lo Shlamin Erisin. Now here's what's interesting. Remember, whether a couple gets divorced from Erisin or from Nisuin, you need a get. So what's interesting is, the Mishnah doesn't make a distinction whether this is a get from Erisin or a get from Nisuin. Either way, you have to leave out the Zman. So Bishlamin Anisuin, Bein Lamadar Mishum Basacho, So Ika, Bein Lamadar Mishum Peri Ika. But remember again, we had two versions, two opinions, as to why you have to put a Zman in Gittin. So one opinion was because Shemichaba Basachoso, if a man is married to his niece, and what happens? She committed adultery. So he's going to divorce her, but he doesn't want her to be executed. So what is he going to do? He's either going to leave out, or he's going to predate the shtar. So that it turns out that the time that she had relations with this other man, she was in fact divorced already. That's one possibility. Possibility number two is, if it's predated or if it's postdated, he may be able to go ahead, or if there's no Zman, he may be able to go ahead and sell off peros when in fact he no longer has the right to those peros. So if they're getting divorced from Nisuin, both of these reasons apply. Elamin and Erisin, but if they're getting divorced from Erisin, Bishlam Alamandar Mishum Basacho So Ika. So we'll say if they're getting divorced from Erisin, the need for the Zman is still there, according to the opinion who says the need for Zman is because he may cover for his niece. But I both say again, from Erusin, remember there are no peros in Erusin. If that's the case, remember, a husband only gets the rights to his wife's peros after Nisuin, not during Erusin. If that's the case, bless you. If that's the case, then Lamaisa, why do we have to worry about Zman? Why do we have to worry about Zman when it comes to Erusin? So if Amram said, I heard an answer to this from Ula, and Ula said it's because for the benefit takonas vlad, v'lo yedana mainihu. But the truth is, I never had any idea what he was talking about. Kevan disham ina laha disanya. But once I heard the following, haomer kisvu get la arusasi lichisha echna sena egar shena. But I said, listen to this. A man says to the sofer, listen, I'm currently in Erusin. I'm about to engage in Nisuin. Do me a favor, write a get for my wife. I want to divorce her right after Nisuin. I want to divorce, don't ask, it doesn't matter why. Right? I want to divorce her after, he likes parties, whatever it is. Like, you know, so I want to divorce her right after Nisuin. So we'll say the halacha is eno get. The halacha is such a get does not work. What's the reason the get doesn't work? Because the concern is like this. Remember, that get is dated today. The Nisuin, let's say, is next week. What's going to happen? It turns out that if she becomes pregnant immediately after the Nisuin, then what could happen? When people do the math, technically speaking, the date on the get will precede her pregnancy. And therefore, it'll look like that this child was conceived, again, out of wedlock. Well, I should say before the Nisuin. Now, I will say, now remember, the a child conceived out of marriage, technically speaking, it doesn't have a problem, except it just doesn't look nice. It just doesn't look right. When in fact, that's not the case. She really conceived this child in marriage. So too over here, so I will say, so too over here, even if the get is being given from Erusin, we still don't want it predated. We want the date there in order that if she does conceive, now you'll say to yourself, well, how is she conceiving during Erusin? They're not supposed to be living with each other in Erusin, so we'll discuss that as well. But again, the Maisa, we don't want it to be that the date of the get is technically speaking before a pregnancy. Amarav Zerabi, Abba Shil, Amarav Hamnuna, Saba, Amarav Adabar, Abba, Amarav, Halacha k'rei b'lazer. So we'll say everybody says the halacha b'lazer b'lazer. Rashi says halacha k'rei b'lazer sheposel b'tov segitin gezera mishum torah. So we'll say everyone now says the halacha b'lazer b'lazer. Now when they say b'lazer, they mean Rabbi Lazer quoted at the end of the Mishnah says that what you can't pre-write tov segitin. Why? Out of a concern that if we let you pre-write the tovays, what'll happen? You'll come to write the Torah. So says the Gemara, Kari Rav Alei Rabbi Lazer. Tavina de Chachamoi, de Chachimi. So we'll say, so Rav used to say about Rabbi Lazar that literally rashes Tavina de Chachimi, Moshe Shebecham. He is literally the most praiseworthy. He's the most praiseworthy of all the Chachamim. In other words, that why does that halacha follow Rabbi Lazar? Because Rabbi Lazar Mamish is the most praiseworthy out of all the rabbinic sages. Vafilu b'shtar sharos nami. Rabbi say, now, what about other sharos? Now, does the halacha follow Rabbi Lazar with other sharos? Now, remember, Rabbi say, Rabbi Lazar only has a problem with what? With pre-writing the tofes of a get, lest you come to pre-write the torif of a get, which is really halachically problematic. What about, does the halacha follow Rabbi Lazar? Rabbi say, by other sharos as well. Remember, Rabbi Lazar has no problem pre-writing at least the tofsim of other shtaros. I've hamara papi mishmei derava. Hi ashar to the daini the mechtava mikamei de la sadu sadi achasimas yadayu psula. So we'll say, listen to this. Yet we learned that if you pre-write an asharta de daini, so we'll say an asharta de daini, we'll say, is a document in which Beis Din upholds the signatures of the witnesses on a document. So let's say you have a loan document, and the loan document is contested. So what will happen? You'll bring in witnesses to the Beis Din who will say, oh, that's Reuven's signature. That's Shimon's signature. Beis Din then drafts essentially a certification document that we reviewed this document. We heard testimony regarding the signatures, and the shtar is a kasher shtar. So Rava says like this, Rabosai, let's say Beis Din wants to save a little bit of time. So we see that on the docket for today is we have to uphold the signatures on this guest. Let's just get a head start on this. Let's pre-write the ashar to the dining. We're not going to sign it, but let's just pre-write the document. So Rava says, it's puzzle. Why, Rabbi Osai? Why? He says, this Amma, Mikhse Kashikra. Why Rabbi say? Because it looks false. Why does it look false? Because you're writing about something that what? That didn't yet occur. Hachanami mechse keshikra. So to Rabbi say over here, so to over here by Shar Shtaros, it should also be keshikra. It also be like, and therefore, you shouldn't be able to pre-write other Shtaros. So Rabbi say, you should know, this comes up for us very often where? This comes up for us in a ksuva. Because remember, again, in the ksuva, it says, vikanina, that the chassan has gone ahead and acquired upon himself all of the obligations outlined in the ksuva. So we'll say that's why many have a problem writing in that word. It's mechse kishikra. The chassan didn't do anything yet. That's why the minhag Yisrael is what? We leave out the base of the kuf of the karina. We have the chassan do the kinyan. And only once he does the kinyan do we go ahead and fill in the base of the kuf. So it shouldn't look mechse kishikra. So we'll say, so again, how can I mechse kishikra? To which the Gemara says, v'lesa. V'lesa midrav nach. They both say, the truth is, we don't paskin like Rava. Meaning, we don't hold that pre-writing of shtaros. Pre-writing of shtaros is not mechse kishikra. Listen to this. The Amar Rav Nachman, Omer Hay Rabbi Meir, Meir used to say, afilu matzo ba'ashpa, chasmo v'nasno l'kasher. So Rabbi Meir used to say, that let's say a husband finds a get in the garbage dump. Somebody discarded it. They never used it. And happens to have his name and his wife's name in the place where they live. You could use it. Now, also remember, this is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds what? Edi chasim makarsi. The only thing that has to be the Shema is the actual signing of the get. So what happens? That's the kasher. About fidra rabbanan lo plig lo pligali Rabbi Meir ela begite nashim dibainin ksiv l'shma. And even the rabbanan who argue Rabbi Meir, they only argue because they like Rabbi Lazar, who says that the writing itself must be the Shema. About b'shar shtaros lo, but Rabbi said by other shtaros what? By other shtaros, it's not a problem. The Amar Abasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shtar shalava bo upero, eino chozer v'lava bo shekvar nimchal shibudo. Rabbi said if you have a shtar that you lent someone money with. And then what happens? I lent Reuven $1,000 with the shtar, and then the loan is paid back. I want to reuse the shtar. So whatever, I'll date it again. I'll have the witnesses go over there. I want to use the shtar again. What's the? I'm sorry. Oh, so let's say Lover agrees. I want to lend him money again. So he's going to give me. See, he agrees that I can have the document. So I tell Chabal, say Eina Chozer V'Lova. You can't reuse the document. Why? Shekvar Nimchal Shibudo. Because Rabbi said the lien of the document has already been satisfied since the loan has already been repaid. Look at Rashi. Shekvar Nimchal Shibudo. Kishabharo Ubatal Ashtar. Veina Karkos Mishubados Shuv Lamal Vashnia. Shalo Aleha Nechtam Shtarze. Vahavide Milva Ape. So we'll say again, once the loan has been repaid, the document is no longer reusable. Why? Shenimchal Shibudo. Because the lien literally has been Nimchal, has been satisfied, has been forgiven. What do you see from this? But you see what the Gemara could have said is, no, you can't use that document for a second loan. Why not? Because it's pre-written. And if it's pre-written, it looks like Mechsek Kishikra, looks like a lie because you're pre-writing it. You see the Gemara doesn't say that. Therefore, Rabbi Lazar, how does the sugya end? The sugya ends like this. By Gittin, Rabbi Lazar will see you can't pre-write anything. Why? Why? Because Rabbi Lazar, of law l'shma, everything has to be l'shma. But not because of Mechsek Kishikra. By other shtaros, it appears that the Gemara ends by saying you can pre-write other shtaros. You can pre-write other shtaros, and we're not choshesh for mechse kishikra. We're not choshesh that it looks like a line. Rabbi saying, how do we paskin la halacha? So the Rambam says over here. This is in Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin. Listen to this. Mipnei takana sofer. So first of all, again, the Rambam says, what's mipnei takana? He says it's mipnei takana sofer. Out of a takana for the sofer, in other words, that we want the sofer to be able to have parnasa, hitiru chachamim lesofer sheyichtov tov segin. We allow the sofer to go ahead and pre-write the tofes, the aniach makom ha'ish, umakom ha'isha, umakom ha'zman, umakom hari at muteres l'chol adam, kedei sheyichtovim l'shem ha'ish, ha'marash ha'ish ha'miskareshes, dechen yechasmu ha'idim l'shmo v'lishma. So we'll say the Rambam paskins that halacha lemaisa, you can pre-write tof segin. You can pre-write the tofes. You can't pre-write the toref. You can't pre-write the toref. And you also can't pre-write, like Rav said, hari at mutaris l'chol adam. That line must be written l'shma. So halacha lemaisa, for other shtaros, we'll say you can pre-write everything. But for gittin, ultimately, again, you can pre-write the tofes, but can't pre-write the toref. But let me just share with you a very, very, very brief thought on the parasha before we conclude.